Plan phone line and talk with Pat Heller. He's the owner of Liberty Coin Service. He also owns Premier Coins and Collectibles on Lansing's west side. Pat, how are you?
Great, Tony. Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. I heard about this story on Friday on Fox News, but Pat Heller told me about the story that we're going to talk about first about 3-4 days before that, and that is that the Canadian government released a budget yesterday that included a plan to eliminate the 1 cent coin. Now, production will permanently cease at the end of April. Tell us about this story, Patrick, and good morning.
Well, the Canadian government made the announcement without any fanfare or advance indications that since the government was spending 1.5 cents per coin to produce the coin, and they have been pretty much economically obsolete because of inflation, that they were going to cease production of the 1 cent coin, and then at the end of April, send out their last shipments to banks a few months later, and then they're actively going to start recalling the coin and taking them out of circulation.
When's this going to happen, Pat?
Well, the production will cease at the end of this month. The coins will be then sent on to banks for a few months, and then that will, by the end of the year, the Canadian government is going to start withdrawing them from circulation.
Now, this is relevant to the United States, Patrick, because I can remember you and I having conversations about this some time ago that you thought eventually the U.S. would do the same.
That's correct. The U.S. government is paying about 2 cents each for the cents that they make, so they lose money on every cent they strike, and they make multi-billions of them a year. Eventually, the cent is going to go out of production for the same reason that the Canadian government is taking this step. I don't know how soon it is, but the fact that Canada is doing this now, I think, will speed up the process in the United States.
When do you think that'll happen?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's within the next year or two. The U.S. government back in the 1850s continued striking a half cent for several years after that coin was economically obsolete. So it's not necessarily going to happen as soon as it should have, but it should have happened probably 5-10 years ago.
Patrick, according to some just-released analysis, Michigan's economy created so many businesses, jobs, and trade show activity that the Michigan Treasury is now collecting more taxes from 1999's enactment of the sales tax exemption on the sales of rare coins and precious metals bullion. Tell us about this.
That's right. When you get rid of a tax collection, you can look at, we're not collecting these taxes, but the exemption did not happen in a vacuum. In my own company, while there was sales tax in effect through 1999 on rare coin and bullion sales, we rarely had sales that were over $5,000 to retail customers in Michigan. I analyzed our statistics for last year and found that almost 94% of our Michigan retail volume was for transactions of $5,000 or higher, and this has happened all across the state. So at a minimum, I figured since the sales tax exemption went into effect that at least 600 jobs have been created in Michigan. There's at least 150 more businesses in the industry, and sales have grown many times. In my own company, from 1997 to 2011, our Michigan retail volume increased almost 2,600%, which was far more than our out-of-state or our wholesale business increase. So the tax exemption definitely improved the business environment in Michigan.
Why are people buying so many coins, collectibles, and precious metals?
Number one reason is they're concerned about the continuing decline in the value of the U.S. dollar. As the dollar keeps sinking against other currencies, they want to have their assets somewhere else. They can't get any return on bonds or CDs to speak of. And the stock market actually has seen the public getting out of such investments for more than the last 2 years. Most of the buying of stock indexes and stuff is done by the trading partners of the U.S. government nowadays. And people have seen that gold and silver have a multi-thousand-year track record of never losing value, and there's growing interest in it.
And, Patrick, before I let you go, I know you're pretty happy about the fact that you're opening a second store. Tell us about that.
Yes. We have two stores in the Frandor Shopping Center, and we have moved the second store to a larger location in the main section of Frandor between Dress Barn and Dollar Castle across the parking lot from Kroger. And today we're starting a grand opening. Perhaps the most interesting part of that is that adults that come in to visit the store, no purchase necessary, we will give them $100 trillion. Now, it happens to be that it's in the form of a 2008 Zimbabwe $100 trillion bill, which at the time it became obsolete in 2009, it was being used to pay for bus fare, but it's still interesting to see a piece of paper money that has that many zeros on it.
All right. Before I let you go, Patrick, just curious, why'd you stay in Frandor?
It's a great location. It's the most visited shopping center in the Lansing area because the Lansing and Meridian Mall kind of divide the market between them, and it's a great place to shop.
All right, so that second location's grand opening is this morning. What time you open?
At 10 o'clock, we'll have the ribbon cutting.
All right, thanks so much, Patrick. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony.
You're